Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Stephen Gaffney's here, too. Stephen is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's our honesty expert and our trust expert, one of our top trust experts. We have to actually have two or three of those, but he's our only honesty expert, and he's the author of Just Be Honest, the president of Stephen Gaffney Company, and he's written some other books too. I just don't have them in front of me. He's our good friend, and we're celebrating his 10th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. Stephen Gaffney, welcome back to the show, and happy anniversary. Are you there, Stephen?
I'm here. Sorry.
There you go. All right.
Wrong with the line. Anyway, thank you for having me on.
We're glad you're here. Happy anniversary, and thanks for 10 great years as a member of our Brain Trust.
Thank you. Thank you.
So one of the things that I know you want to talk about today is rebuilding trust when it breaks down. And one of the things that I've talked about over the years from a management standpoint is that one of the best management practice you can do, especially if you want to make sure that you as a manager want to feel like you've given someone the maximum opportunity to earn that trust back, is to redeem them. Redemption is one of the greatest practices in the marketplace, and nobody does that better. Nobody does redemption better than small business owners. What do you think?
Well, absolutely, because trust is the foundation of all relationships, and when we lose that, it's like a sinkhole. We're done. And yep. There's just no workaround if we don't trust people or if they don't trust us. Now, you may be saying, well, what do we do when trust is broken? Well, the good thing is we can repair it, but the key thing is to not ignore it.
Mm-hmm. So how do we rebuild trust? You got some steps, right?
Absolutely. There's four critical ingredients or steps, you could say, to making this happen. The very first thing is we've got to make people feel safe. Safe to tell us the truth. Because we want to know if we have broken somebody's trust. Now, sometimes we know this, but sometimes we might have done something by accident and not even realized it that has really had somebody lose their faith in us. But either way, the number one reason why people don't tell the truth is because they're afraid. Fear of retribution, fear it's going to hurt somebody's feelings, fear. So what we need to do is make the other person feel safe, and we need to be able to feel safe to tell the truth. So safety is critical.
Well, don't we also need to say, wait a minute, why did that person not tell me the truth? What is there something I've done? Is there something I'm doing? Does my management style, does the tone of my voice or whatever, did I have a bad day, when this person said this to me? Was I having a bad day? And they just didn't feel safe in telling me the truth.
You hit the nail on the head. It reminds me of a participant I had in a session of mine. She said, my teenage daughter continues to lie to me. What do you think I should do despite my lecturing her? And I said, well, why don't you stop lecturing her and then go home tonight and ask her, what is it about me that has you not feel comfortable to tell me the truth? And because, Jim, you raised a very, very important question, is we have to ask ourselves, why didn't that person come to us? Why didn't they feel like we created an environment where they felt comfortable to tell us that report was going to come in late? Why didn't they feel comfortable to tell us that program or that project or something they were working on was falling behind and there were many problems? Why? And often the answer is we have created, and one of the ways we create this problem is because we get defensive. We flip out when we hear things that we don't like. I mean, everybody says, you can tell me anything. But sometimes people, when they say that, they don't back that up. And when somebody tells them something they don't like, they flip out. And then they wonder why people don't continue to tell them the truth. So we have to create, again, that environment of safety. And we've got to ask ourselves, what did we do that contributed to that? And here's the good news. The more we realize that problems are a result of our creation, that's good news because we can change us.
Right.
We can change ourselves.
Well, I'll tell you something else, Stephen. As a parent, you don't know when you're lecturing. You think you're doing parenting stuff. You don't realize when you cross over from being somebody that somebody wants to tell what's going on to lecturing where nobody wants to, where they're going to be the other person's going to be locking up. You don't realize that, and I'll tell you something else. As a manager of a business, it's a very similar thing. You don't always know when you quit managing and started preaching.
Yes. Yes, and here's the key. As Larry King once said, he never learned anything when he was talking. And so what I often have to help managers and parents even realize this is stop lecturing and instead listen, because we don't learn anything when we're lecturing.
Yeah.
So that's the problem, is if we just keep harping on about telling us the truth and dealing with all these things, we're not learning one thing of why this problem happened in the first place.
Yeah, and of course, employees are different from children, and
really,
and it's a professional relationship, and you know, when we're dealing with our children, we're dealing with employees. We're not concerned about whether they're going to turn out well as a human, you know, whatever. But that's there is that difference. But my point is that in a professional setting, I'm speaking to myself here, folks. I'm talking to myself. We've got to make sure that we are the kind of a person, the kind of a manager, the kind of a leader, that someone, maybe if trust fell through the cracks one time, when you say to them, look, in so many words, I'm going to give you a chance to redeem yourself, they feel like that it's as you would say, Stephen, an honest offer.
Absolutely. And the reason why I actually said really when we're talking about employees and children is not to be disparaging about employees, but actually to honor employees. You know, we forget that as a parent, there's a lot of strategies that really do apply in the workplace. And one of them is we do need to care for our employees. We need to create that nurturing environment. I don't mean touchy-feely. I mean we need to take responsibility that when just like sometimes a child acts up, we can blame the child, but it's better to look at the parent. And as a leader, I get dropped into many situations, and I have to work with leaders and I have to point the finger at them. Look, you got problems with your employees. Consider it is you, because we follow the leader, and just like children follow the parent. So I don't mean in a disparaging way to employees. I mean this is in an enlightening way.
Right. Hey, Steve, give us your website, please.
Yes, it's justbehonest.com. Justbehonest.com.
We'll come back. We're going to get into some of the other three other ideas on how to rebuild trust with your employees. And you know what? This might work for your kids. Can't guarantee anything with the teenagers. Who knows about that, right? 20 after, right back with Stephen Gaffney. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Everybody's blue
when they're lonesome. Everybody. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.